Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. What happened tonight in the NBA is something that will be told generations from now. And I'm not being hyperbolic. This was a choke of all chokes. The Knicks in the fourth quarter at one point were up 17 points. They led by 14 with 2:45 to play. Teams that led by 14 with 2:45 to play in the fourth quarter or overtime since 1997 is when they started, and I'm bewildered at this, but they didn't start tracking what happened on every play until 1997, so we call it the play-by-play era. But since then, no team has ever led by 14 or more with 2:45 to go and lost that game. They were 994-0 in that setting. Now they're 994-1. Teams that trail by 9 or more in the final minute of the fourth quarter or overtime. So a little less time here. We shrunk the lead. But still, they trail by 9 or more in the final minute of the fourth quarter or overtime. A team like that, the Pacers, they've never won when they've trailed by 9 or more since 1998. There's been teams in that setting 1,414 times, and they've lost every single time. They've never been able to come back until tonight. And really, they almost didn't need overtime. Tyrese Halliburton had a shot. I'm watching replays of this. Halliburton talked after the game. Obviously, he is proud of the squad.
Basketball is fun. You know, winning is fun. And, you know, I'm so proud of the resilience of this group. We've shown it all year. We've had to win in so many different, random, unique ways. And today we just kept going, kept fighting. And, man, that's fun.
Not really that. You're winning in the same improbable way repeatedly. That's why it's so frustrating for everybody else. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's average fans that like the NBA and like watching these comebacks. Maybe. I don't know. I know we're on in Milwaukee. I know Milwaukee fans don't like to see this. I know we're on in Cleveland. I know Cleveland fans don't like to see this. I know we're available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Just a reminder to download the Odyssey app. So his shot at the end of regulation, they were down 2. Towns had missed one of the field goals, or was it Brunson? It's all very chaotic.
They both did, actually.
Things happened there. Who was the one at the very end that missed? Was that Brunson?
Yeah.
Yes. No, Ananobi. Anunoby.
Well, this is what happens when they all miss free throws. They've missed 12 in the game.
Yeah, not good. Anthony Towns had missed a free throw at one point. Late, last minute. So then they're down two in the Pacers. Halliburton's trying to find a shot. It looked like he was going to take a two, but he stepped back just enough to appear to have hit a three. Now, he was on the line, so they reviewed it. It was a two. But the ball went off that back of the rim, shot directly up into the air, and then perfectly came down. As if it was a movie. This team has won a movie game every round. Oh, it's unbelievable. All the heartbreaking losses that you've had in your life, all the we came so close, the Pacers are doing historic things every week and a half. Halliburton talked on the shot at the end of regulation.
I was going for the two, and then Mikhail hit the ball, and I didn't know how much time was left, so I just tried to gather myself and knock the shot down. I thought it was a three. I tried to hit the celly, and it didn't work, but we finished it in overtime.
That's my reaction. He did hit the celly, being the celebration, being the choke shot, the choke sign made infamous by Reggie Miller doing it in the Garden. Halliburton on why he went there.
Everybody's been wanting me to do it. I was going to hold it for the right time. That felt appropriate. And then, you know, it went to overtime. So, well, we're going to save it for later.
Oh, we're going to see it again. Can't wait until we see that again. The Pacers certainly did claw their way back in, and they earned it. They were down 14 with 3:20 remaining, the remaining possessions that they had in regulation. Naismith 3, a Halliburton 3, a Naismith 3, Siakam hit both at the line, another Naismith 3, another Naismith 3. Then the Knicks fouled him. So they did kind of what the Thunder did. I didn't like that. But they fouled Naismith. Because then you're giving points, and then you're like, and there's 11 seconds. It's too soon. Maybe that wasn't intentional. It felt like it was. OG was on him pretty hard. But he knocked him down, and then Halliburton had that long, too. So they had eight possessions to play with in the last 3:20, and they made use of every one. And yeah, you take your two, we're going to hit the three. You take your two, we're going to hit the three. You follow us, we'll make them both. It's just so improbable. It's so improbable. But they've done it. And they've done it over and over. And it's like, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, you won't fool me again. At some point, like, if you do the miraculous thing multiple times, well, maybe you're just good at it. The Pacers are a team that has beat teams up when they've been injured. And then they celebrate as if they beat the healthiest version of them. And you can only play who's in front of you. But in the last 2 weeks, the Cavs got back to full strength and the Pacers embarrassed them. The Knicks are at full strength. They came back down 17. I don't know what is stopping me from taking every bit of money that I have, every little account I've got floating around, every lawsuit that I've class action jumped in on, got 12 bucks from one last night. I need to take all that money and put it on Indiana to win the championship, because how are they not? This kind of team doesn't do all this and then just become a footnote. You can't waste these miracles. 888-710-4ISN. Greg is in Michigan. What's up, Greg?
El Bardo, it's the Warrior, Mr. Positive. Hey, I love the way you and Marco wear your emotions on your sleeves. Do not be ashamed of that. That's passion. You don't realize that makes you real. And there's a word you're
missing. I think, Greg, it makes me sound like a whiny little bitch.
No.
Okay.
No. That means you are passionate. When you ever get mad at little Alberto Jr. or your wife, you know why? Because you love them. You love yourself, your passion. Here's the word that you're looking for with the Pacers. I'm emotionally spent. I wanted the Knicks. Stephen A. Smith wanted the Knicks. Everybody wanted the Knicks. It's destiny. It's destiny. What you are saying, what is so improbable with what the Pacers did, it's destiny. The gods are looking down and saying, I anoint the Indiana Pacers. As bad as we, you know, want that to happen. You know, Reggie Miller doing the chokehold and or the, you know, whatever, and Halliburton doing it. It's destiny. But it's an unbelievable comeback. I wasn't watching it, and then all of a sudden, I'm listening to you, and I go, "Oh my God, this is unbelievable!" It's like they're playing football on the basketball court. That's basketball. That's going to bring eyes to the game if people get a chance to watch these types of games. It's exciting as all get up. But
hey, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir. Is it good? Positive?
No, the Drew Lane Show. Is that a thing you know?
Of course I do. Drew and Mike used to be some of the biggest ratings in Detroit radio history. What do you want to know about Drew Lane?
Somebody called me last week or 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And they were being like, "Oh, go Tigers. What's up, Wink Dog?" And it was the last hour of the week for me. This is not an excuse. I didn't phone it in, but I was not at my best. And this caller, you know, I let him go longer than he should. Big surprise.
Okay.
And then about halfway through the call, I got all like, I came back to life and I was sparring with him a little bit. And I was much more happy with that half of the call than the first half. Well, somebody that knows me, that knows somebody, sent me, they used some of my audio on the May 11th edition of the Drew Lane Show. And it's the audio of me where if it's the only thing you've ever heard of me, you're like, how does this guy have a show? He sucks. And I don't appreciate that they used the bad part of me, but it's also motivated me that I can never have a bad part anymore because you never know what someone else is going to take and clip. And then tonight, I whined for about 45 minutes during the Pacers' comeback. So it's still a lesson I'm learning, but we'll get there.
But real quick, Mark Ryan and Pat Caputo in Detroit were talking about you.
We're not Detroit!
And it was just, they brought you in. They had a little nickname for you. It was weird. And Pat Caputo now is calling himself Mr. Wonderful, taking it off from Mr. Positive.
What's this nickname they had for me?
It was like, it was Caputo. Mark was quiet. And he really
was it derogatory in nature?
No. But
what the hell's going on over there in Detroit? Everybody's roughing me up.
Yeah, they got to call in and just say, everybody, Bart Winkler rules, Carlos with a K. Oh, come on. But real quick, the pushy-tushy, the tushy-pushy, I'm all for it. Because here's the thing. When you got three people blocking Aaron Donald, there's no difference. You win at all costs. There is no tomorrow, Rock. There is no tomorrow. So if I'm pushing Josh Allen's big, beautiful tush, I mean his butt, and I push him into the end zone, and I push a running back into the end zone.
Yeah.
I mean, you win. You win.
Yeah, but that's not – Greg, I gotta get going. Thanks, Greg.
Okay.
Get to the bottom of this Detroit nonsense for me, if you would.
I will. Everybody, go for your dreams. Thanks, Alberto, Carlos, and Marco Belletti.
Yeah, the tush-push is – the tush-push I don't like, but it's actually less offensive than when a running back stalls and then five offensive linemen push him another 10 yards.
Yeah, forget about the tush-push. We got to go back to Greg just burying the lead. there is a nickname in Detroit for you. We must know what it is, to the tune that I've already texted Mark Ryan.
Yeah, I don't know. This other guy, like one of the guys on his show, their kid called me, and sometimes, like, you know, this is the battlefield we're on. Sometimes people call and like they have what I don't like is when people like have their bit and then they call and do their bit on me and I'm not in the bit and I feel like I'm being used. I'll let you like Greg's got his go for your dreams, but you know, it's a thing I understand. You got people calling in going like, what's up, Wink Dog, rough, rough, rough. And I'm like, what in the hell am I supposed to do about this? So just, you know, inside jokes seem really fun. I'd love to be a part of one someday.
You know what's kind of irony at this point? Where we have gone on many times where like nobody knows who we are. We kind of just talk into the ether. Where that's clearly not true, because if we have pockets of country pockets in this country taking shots at the show, taking shots at you, we are national. We are definitely getting picked up. So it's ironic that the two of us that say nobody listens to us, well, it seems like there's a bunch of people listening if we're creating regional content. I need you all to reveal yourselves to me.
Well, I already know what's going to happen, because I think that we really have done a great job with some wonderfully nuanced, smart, look at both sides of the coin kind of conversations. I think we have conversations on this show that are unlike anything else you're going to find on a sports talk radio show that still are about sports. I think that we are able to attack things from a different angle. And I think a lot of people may listen to some of that stuff and nod their head and say, good. But the way that I have been close to crying about this Pacers win and the way I've acted about them in general, I do think that somebody is going to pick that up and then I'll look like an idiot. I've got a video that I did based on the Tush Push stuff I talked about. That's going to be posted tomorrow. I know that Philadelphia fans are going to destroy me for it. So it's always like, and that call that I referenced with this one show where like you probably took the worst, even including tonight, but the worst 5 minutes of radio that I have done in 2025. And that's what got played on another person's show. And it's just like, that seems to be how it happens. You know, that's why you always got to be sharp. You always got to be on your game. You never know who is listening. You can't take segments off. You can't do it. You cannot do it. So there's my, I guess, spiel to, I don't know, who was that for? Myself? I feel like that was for myself. I don't know. Okay. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll be back. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerd!
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Game two will be on Friday. And I might take an extended weekend if that's the case.
Ooh, can we?
I didn't plan on it, but if this is what we're going to see here. Pacers win 138 to 135. That's Rick Carlisle. This portion of the show brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states, but available in most. So check it out. Ethos. Checkethos.com. Evan Turner, former basketball player himself, tweeting, I'm done hating on Halliburton, just a waste of time at this point. I got a tweet here from Michael. It hurts Bart Winkler Show to admit, but Halliburton is him and the Pacers are them. Halliburton was right, though. The Knicks did choke. That may have been the worst two-minute stretch in the history of basketball. They absolutely choked. Look at me, though. I've been giving more credit to the Pacers than saying that the Knicks choked. But they did. And overtime, man, I couldn't believe my eyes. Every possession that the Knicks had just seemed so tough. They had no shot. They were falling all over the place. They were inbounding poorly. I mean, the Pacers may have the best inbound defense in NBA history. Because all these teams try to inbound the ball against them. That's what's led to a lot of these comebacks. These teams just can't get the basketball back onto the court. It's bonkers. More from Rick Carlisle. As we have been discussing, the Pacers have found themselves in this kind of situation plenty of times. To them, when they get there, they know it's just familiar territory.
We've had a lot of these games this year. I mean, we've probably had a dozen of them throughout the season. A lot of the games early where we were struggling were games we had to pull out. There were clutch games when we weren't playing particularly well. And, you know, it's just, it's a muscle. The more you exercise it, the stronger it gets. And it's not easy. It's not easy. There's been a lot of wild swings and scores throughout the season and the playoffs. But, you know, you certainly don't take anything like this for granted. This is very, very difficult to do, but it's a 48-minute game. And we always say, you know, Pacer basketball is 48 minutes. And tonight it was 53 minutes.
Aaron Nesmith, Andrew Nembhard. A-N. A-N. Two guys who have similar enough looking like names that play similar enough positions that consistently do really well, but yet I don't think either of them will ever get to a point where when Aaron Nesmith hits 8 of 9 threes, including 6 in the fourth quarter, will you have come to expect that. I don't know that he gets to that point. But that's what he did tonight, and I think at some point we maybe need to start expecting that. Rick Carlisle on Nesmith down the stretch.
I don't know how many he made down the stretch. It was seemed like it was 5 or 6 or 7, 6. They were all very much needed. And look, NBA players are amazing. I mean, you know, these guys get on a roll and they do amazing things.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Pacers win 138-135. They are up 1-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Glenn is in Niagara Falls. Glenn, good to speak with you again. How are you?
Hey, Wings Dog. How are you? Sorry. Sorry, I couldn't resist, man. I will never call you that again. Sorry.
Oh, it's all good. What's up?
Well, so first off, I don't know what you guys are going on about. Like, I know it's been pretty evident for the last little couple of weeks that you're not a Indiana fan. I don't blame you the way we've been acting, quite honestly. Now, I did say I'd be, you know, watch out for Indiana. They seem to be one of those, like, sneaky teams that could sneak through. I don't like the way they act either. But the one thing that you're going on about the comebacks, was it not New York that came back at least twice against the NBA champions?
It's true.
By being down over 20 points. So I know it wasn't in the same like fashion, but everyone thought those games were done, and they came back. So it's kind of they're getting their same medicine because Boston, NBA champs, you know, they were ahead by 20 points in at least 2 games, I believe, maybe 3. So I don't understand what the problem is.
Well, the problem is I like when the Knicks do it, and I don't like when the Pacers do it.
Now we're talking. Listen, I got something for you, Bart. Listen, are you a Bill Murray fan?
Yeah.
Okay. His very first movie, best camp movie ever, called Meatballs. Okay? Towards the end, it's about, you know, obviously camp. Quite funny. And at the end, it's one. It's like a Camp Olympics, and it's a really rich camp against their camp. And he gets up at the end and does a speech after the first day of this little Olympics. They're getting their butts kicked. And he gets up, and he has his whole spiel that says, it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. You have to watch that, Bart, and just concentrate on that when you're watching a Knicks play Indiana or whoever it is. Just remember, it just doesn't matter. It's sports, brother. So anyway,
the whole Glenn, thanks for the call. I mean, if I start to come on here every night and say sports doesn't matter, the whole house of cards falls down of what is my profession. Groundhog Day is a top 10 movie for me. Maybe even 5. Maybe even higher. I don't know what you guys were doing when you were 12 years old in 1994, but I was crushing on Andy McDowell very hard back then. Everyone's like, oh, I love Kelly Kapowski. I love Cindy Crawford. I'm like, I like the woman actress in Groundhog's Day. Robert's in Annapolis. Robert.
Well, hey, voices. Thanks for taking my call. I won't ask you how you're doing. You know, you never disguise your feelings, so that's always a given. You've always been kind to me, said good things about my calls, but I got to tell you, this Pacers run has actually temporarily rekindled my interest in the NBA. It's really a great sports story, what they're doing. So I'm sorry.
I can't deny it. I mean, I can't deny that. It is a great story. I just wish it was happening to a different team, I guess.
All right. You talk about what's fair. The Pacers have joined the NBA like 50 years ago. They've never won a championship. Maybe the goddess of fairness, finally spun the wheel up there and said, hey, it's a Pacers time. Now, of course, Knicks could say the same thing because it's been over 50 years since they got to the, since they won a championship. But it was, let me close out with this. Hopefully it won't get dropped. But a few weeks ago, you predicted, perhaps even guaranteed, that the Pacers would not get to the finals, would not represent the East in the finals. As contrition for that, would you possibly be willing to wear a Halliburton jersey if they do so?
I guaranteed they wouldn't make the East Finals.
Yes, when you at the early on when they were won a few games in the first series, you were saying they're not going to get all the way to the finals. I forget what the phrasing was, but should they do that, would you punish yourself by wearing a Halliburton jersey on the show when they enter the finals?
How about, since this is an audio platform, how about I say I am and don't really have to?
Okay.
Good?
All right. Well, you always make these things like, I'll cut off my right arm if this happens. Or what was the caller the other day? The announcer said...
Yeah, I'm trying to get out of that. But, you know, when you're in this job, you just... You can't start self-threatening your body parts if a team loses. I don't know what it is.
And by the way, sad to hear about the Ursae passing, but you mentioned, can I live beyond 65? Keep in mind, he abused himself with alcohol and drugs. Hopefully you don't do the same. You're going to live a long time, my friend, and we'll be listening as you go on with your show. Thank you for taking my call.
Could you imagine, Robert, thanks for the call, if, like, I had, like, a heart attack because a sports team I didn't like won a game? That's where we're headed. I wear a Fitbit, but I take it off during the show because I like to count my steps, but when I move my arms while I'm speaking, the Fitbit is so stupid that it thinks I'm walking. But I wish I was wearing it because I would have liked to know what my heartbeat got up to when that shot went in. I would have liked to know. I'll make an effort to put those on. Then again, I don't know what the average heart rate should be. So if I say it's one thing, I'm like, oh, was that anything? I don't know. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll hear more from you when we return. But we got an update, and it's from Marco Belletti. It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler, chatting with you on the history that you continue to see each and every series when the Indiana Pacers are involved. A couple of stats been throwing out. The Knicks were up by 14 with 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter. When teams have been up by at least 14 with 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter since they started keeping this stat, in 1997, a team like the Knicks would be 994-0. So this is the first time a team has ever closed that deficit to win a game. Furthermore, the Pacers still down by 9 in the final minute of the fourth quarter. When that has happened, teams were 0-1,414 since 1998. Well, they're now 1. The Pacers are the 1. In 1,414. William says, if the Pacers were the Bucks or insert team here in the way they never give up and keep fighting. I'm not a Pacers fan either, but they never give up or stop fighting. I will vehemently discuss that I don't like this, but I also don't think that it's a fluke. You saw the way the Pacers played in overtime. They made the Knicks look like they didn't know how to basketball. They absolutely should get credit for everything they're doing. The comebacks, the team aspect, the defense, the coaching, Halliburton. The biggest issue that I continue to have with them is they act a certain way when they win, and they act a certain way when they lose. And not like, I'm happy we won, I'm sad we lost. But also, you know, that choke thing, it's, you know, that's why we love it, right? It's, yeah. Perhaps, if it was not against the Bucks. But I really don't know that that's, I don't know that that has anything to do with it anymore. I think I'm so far removed from that. Another team I talk about that I don't like is the 49ers. Is that even about the Packers anymore? I don't think it is. I cannot like teams. There's no way that you're going to like a team, have a hometown team, and then be neutral about everybody else. Even if you don't have a home team, if you're just some person that grew up liking no teams and just watched the NFL and gravitated towards none as like, I am a fan of, this is my favorite team, there will still be teams that you like and dislike. Maybe based on how they act, who plays there, if they're good or not. So I don't feel bad about that. The only thing I feel bad about is that I got close to in hour number one, throwing a, I mean, I would, that, we were getting into the tantrum zone. It could have been worse. I did spike my microphone away from my face at the end of the hour, but I've thrown bigger tantrums on the air. So we were getting close. If he would have made the shot, if Halliburton would have made that, and that would have been a three, I think tantrum comes out big time. No question. 888-710-4ISN. Mike is in Louisiana. Hello, Mike.
Oh, Bart, what a pleasure. I just wanted to try to console you. I thought you was taking this way, 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 way too serious, Bart. They got at least three more games to go.
Yeah, it is just game one. I guess I could be reminded of that. And it does make the excitement for game two, you know, game two now, that where I said maybe the Timberwolves can go down 2-0 and still, you know, the series starts when a road team wins a game. Knicks got to win game two or they're going to be toast.
Well, for fun, you know, you could play the Elton John tune. I think they're going to win game two. I'm still standing, you know. But I was listening while I was on hold, and I got to hear the coach's commentary, and I don't know if, like, Thibodeau was a guy, like, saying, oh, yeah, the turnovers hurt us, and Carlisle was kind of like saying, oh, NBA athletes are really amazing. But let's see, will the coaches make a difference the rest of the series, you think?
Yeah, well, they're going to have to. Mike, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I mean, Rick Carlisle is going he deserves more. I don't know where I thought he was going, but Rick Carlisle deserves a lot of attention and praise and his flowers, so to speak. Tom Thibodeau, there's a lot on the line for him. That's why the Bartometer that we will present for you on Thursday, and we will present it on Thursday because it is moving to Tuesdays. Our weekly segment is moving to Tuesdays, but we're keeping it on Thursdays until when's the big move coming? It's getting close. September 2nd. Who would benefit the most from a title? Whose legacy? Who's standing in the league? And then we could talk players. We could talk owners. We could talk general managers. We could talk coaches. But who gets looked at in a different lens? And I think that a lot of the top eight that the Bartometer will give us will be in this series on either side. Certainly there could be some on the other side. This is a tough one for the Bartometer. So we're going to try to figure that out tomorrow. 888-710-4ISN. Let's get to Brandon in Chicago. What's up?
What's good, B-Dub?
What's good? What's good?
AK, thanks for taking my call. Marco, man, my condolences. So sorry for the loss, man. But real quick, a movie from the 90s. I don't know if you've ever saw it. It's kind of a smaller movie. It's got Dan Aykroyd, Demi Moore, John Candy. It's Nothing But Trouble.
Every movie that can ever get mentioned, I've seen, but I don't have any recollection of it.
If you got time, just look it up. It's a really...
Although I'm not sure I've ever seen this one. No, this does not ring any bells to me.
Yeah, it's like a comedy horror, but Dan Aykroyd directed it. But rest in peace to George Lent, super fan. Loved those SNL super fan skits. Just wanted to give a shout out to him. And the Pacers, man. I don't know if I ever told you this, but growing up as a kid, when I was like 12 years old, I went to a Bulls game with my pops, and we went to the Pacers games, and it was the game where Miller bowed to the crowd after he hit like a three with maybe like a second left, but then Kukoc came back and hit a three, game ending three. So that was like the most satisfying moment of my life. But that's where my hatred for the Pacers started. And Halliburton's like that guy that talks all this crap when his friends are around, but then when you get him by himself, he's like, totally different guy. That's how I think an analogy I think you're getting with why you dislike him and the Pacers so much. But I think how they're doing this is, it is the coaching. I think Carlisle learned a lot from mistakes from last year. And, I think he's got a little bit of that Mahomes magic thing going. You know what I mean? It's like coming down to the end of the game and it's like, he's got a chance of doing it. And then it happens. You know what I mean? And it's, I don't know. It's kind of hard to fathom. He's just kind of like a sneaky good kind of player. They play team basketball. I hate the Pacers, but it is like intriguing to watch.
Yeah, Brandon, thanks for the call. I keep talking about why I don't. It's not about me. This could be a very likable team. What they're doing is historic. We should be rallying around this. I'm not the only one that feels this way. So let's not look at sports radio guy doesn't like the team that won. It must be a he problem. There's a lot of other people feeling the exact same way. This could be a very likable team. They have chose to be the heel. Even when they're in WWE, Tyrese Halliburton chose to align himself with the heels. It's right there in front of you. How are the vibes around the studios in New York tonight, Carlos? I don't know who's buzzing around there.
Yeah, it's the late night effect. There's not that many people around here. I did talk to the producer for the WFAN New York affiliate, which is today Nico Scarlatos, who's also heard on these airwaves. He was like flabbergasted. He's like, I can't believe this just happened. So we talked about it a couple minutes before he's jumped on. But I am curious to hear what the radio is going to be like when on my drive home, because this is one of those days where I'm like, I am so glad my team is eliminated.
Pat Boyle's coming up in an hour.
Oh, Pat Boyle's going to lose it.
Pat Boyle is a massive Knicks fan.
Which is very weird. His fandom is all over the place.
Because isn't he Cubbies with you?
He's a Cubs fan with me. Football, it's like he's a free agent now, but he used to be a Browns fan.
Free agent?
Yeah. I haven't followed up with him, but he's like he jumped off of the Browns. I think it was Deshaun Watson related. Although you had plenty of chances to jump off the Browns before that. He previously was a Browns fan, might have been a Bengals fan for a little bit too, so I don't know exactly where he aligns in football. Totally isn't a Giants or Jets fan. Basketball, Knicks, and it's weird. His fandom's weird like me, except I have a reason.
Could you imagine? I mean, I did not enjoy watching the end of that game just because I didn't like the Pacers, but if that was against the Bucks, I think I would have left.
I think I would have left.
I can't imagine spending thousands of dollars to come in here and watch your team choke it away. Thank God the Bulls are irrelevant.
I think I would have left. 888-710-4ISN. More from you guys coming up. If anyone wants to talk some hockey, that was a big game, too.
Sure was.
No. Get there. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.